Hi, how are you this morning? Welcome. Today I'm going to tell you 7 content ideas for your next Facebook live streaming broadcast. And guys, I'm really kind of excited about these 7 content ideas. I'm excited about sharing them with you because I have found that so many times that's what's holding people back, right? Is not knowing what to talk about. And so I'm so glad that you're with me today. So glad that you're gonna know these ideas that you can really use. You can use them as soon as we get off the broadcast. So super excited about being here with you today and sharing these ideas. Welcome to Coffee Chat. I'm Michelle Peterson. I'm a direct response copywriter, marketing consultant, and coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency. And we're at Coffee Chat. So grab your cup of coffee, sit down, and chat with me for a while. I'm so glad that you're here. So 7 content ideas for Facebook live streaming video. Super excited. So one of the most intriguing ones is sharing a secret, right? So lean in close to the camera and lower your voice and share a secret, right? Now this could be a secret that maybe you've never revealed your strategy to someone before. Maybe it's something that you've told only your inner circle before, and now you're sharing it with the public, so to speak. It could be as whatever piece of information, whatever little nugget that you're sharing, but when you call it a secret, right? It makes it more intriguing, it draws people in. And now, by the way, the secret needs to be still something that somebody wants to know and something that, you know, it's not just spreading gossip or whatever. You still need to be providing value to your audience. Okay, so we're not just spreading secrets and rumors and gossip. We are giving them a secret bit of useful information. Okay, you see the distinction there? All right, so the next one would be sharing a tip, right? You're the expert in what you do. So sharing a tip is awesome. And it, by the way, it doesn't have to be your tip. It can be a tip you heard from somebody else that you're sharing, right? Because that's the beauty of social, especially. But that's the beauty of when you do content marketing right, it really is the sharing of valuable information. Like I said, it could be your own information. It could be sharing somebody else's. The third content idea would be sharing how-tos, right? So a real, either brief or longer tutorial, training on how to do something that you know how to do and that other people may not, other people may struggle with, right? So how-tos are really great. Now this next one is specifically for a Q&A, it's specifically for a live broadcast kind of idea, right, or platform like Facebook Live. And that would be answering Q&As. Like, remember when you're in college, or if you still are in college, you know when your professors have their office hours? So have an office hours live on Facebook, right? And now it's really super valuable for when people are jumping on live and engaging with you live. But even the replay with that is really valuable because if one person has a question about it, about, you know, whatever it is, other people probably do too, right? So a Q&A is really a super effective content idea for a video. Think of it as as a live FAQ page, right? The FAQ page on your website. Well, make it live and expand on those frequently asked questions. So, and that's that's a good tip for if you have a Q&A, if you're holding a live Q&A session and nobody shows up, or what do you do before people are showing up, right? Because you know, with Facebook Live, you have to get going, right? And you have to just start your content, even though people aren't jumping on yet because they haven't seen it yet in their feed. So always have something in mind that you can talk about if you're doing a Q&A. Have a few questions lined up so you can just jump in and start asking those questions. Sometimes you can ask people to submit their questions ahead of time. That works really well too. Or just think about what are some questions that people ask you all the time that you're always answering. Answer them live, put them on video. And like I say, guys, for either the live or the replay, people are going to find value in that, right? Okay, so the next one, I think we're on number five. Number five would be simply sharing information. I kind of alluded to this earlier. Sharing information, sharing your knowledge, right? Your knowledge that they don't have, that they need to know. So share something that they need to know, that they want to know about your industry. And hopefully it is something, by the way, because we are doing this as marketers, hopefully it is something that will help move them along their journey, either to becoming a customer or to remaining a customer of yours, right? Isn't this beautiful, right? So, okay, so number six, we're on number six. Remember that you are the expert. So share your expert advice on something that your tribe needs to know. You know, whether that is your advice on how to do something, right? Now it's different. That is different from your training video on the how to, the nuts and bolts of the how to. Maybe now you're giving advice of, in a broader sense, some of the things they need to do, some of the things they should think about, right? So expert advice. And now another one, and this is the seventh one, although I came up with a bonus after I typed in the title, so we'll get to the bonus in a minute. So the seventh one is give an update on what's new and noteworthy in your industry. Okay, because you are the expert. You have your finger on the pulse of your industry. Other people probably do not, at least not to the extent that you do. So providing an industry update would be great. So for example, when Google changes their algorithms, industry experts give an industry update about that and about what it means, right? And you give the industry update with regards to what it means to your audience, to your tribe. So let's recap those seven, because I kind of went through them fast. So share a secret, right? Share a tip, maybe a success tip. Maybe an implementation tip, whatever kind of tip your tribe would find valuable from you. Do how-tos, you know, share how-tos, do something, have a Q&A session, share information, just share that information that your tribe needs to know, give them expert advice, and share an industry update. Now, the bonus that I came up with after I already put in the seven in the title would be to, and I also have kind of this has been a kind of a running theme throughout the first seven, is to share your reaction to whatever it is that you're sharing. So I guess where I'm going with that is the content that you are sharing doesn't have to be your content. It can be, so I saw this article from Social Media Examiner. I heard this video from Gary Vaynerchuk. I heard the Digital Marketer has put out this new thing. Drip from Lead Pages published a entrepreneurship report. All of these things are great, and you can then point people to that piece of content that isn't yours, but when you share your reaction to it, then it's a way of not only just sharing that information, but also then kind of making it your own, because you're sharing now your reaction to it. I hope that makes sense. It's been that's one of the content ideas for, you know, written content marketing, is you take a piece, an article, and you share your reaction to it. But the same thing you can do on video, right? Live streaming to your audience with video. So I hope that has given you some ideas. And one thing I wanted to leave you with was a real life example of these. So let's take, a real estate agent, right? So Facebook Live is awesome for real estate agents, by the way. So if you're a real estate agent, how could you use these seven content ideas? Share a secret, right? Share a secret about the neighborhood. You have a listing, and so you want to share a secret that's about that neighborhood. Well, perhaps that secret is there's a park within walking distance of this home. Maybe it's a fantastic little restaurant that is within walking distance, or within, you know, a mile of this home. Maybe it's this secret little pocket of a great walking trail, you know, or whatever the fact, whatever it is. Maybe it's just the secret of how wonderful the street looks in fall, because it has all these trees that the leaves turn, you know. So it could be something like that that you're sharing, that it's not generally known, that it wouldn't be necessarily known on just a regular, you know, listing that you put out there. Tips, real estate tips on best way to sell your home, best way to find your perfect home, best way, you know, those kinds of tips if you're a real estate agent. How-tos are pretty simple. How to stage your home for a really fast sale. How to know that you're making the right choice in a real estate agent. You know, lots of how-tos that could be there. A Q&A is awesome. If you're perhaps at the, consider it like your virtual open house. So you're live there at the listing, and you open it up to Q&As. And again, you have your backup Q&As, the questions that you're going to be talking about before people jump on and actually ask you. Because remember, the beauty of the live video is people can ask you questions while you're broadcasting, and you can respond. You can engage with them live. So with real estate, really, if you do it properly, like this little virtual open house kind of idea can be awesome. Sharing information, no brainer, right? Expert advice, because you're the expert on real estate. Again, no brainer. An industry update. So maybe you talk about, this is a buyer's market, this is a seller's market. What does that mean for you right now, right? So easy things, right, for a real estate agent. These seven things 8 if you count the bonus. These, you can use them whatever industry you're in. You can use them if you're in, if you're one of our direct sales consultant friends, if you are a real estate agent, if you are an entrepreneur running your own business, if you are a consultant, if you sell whatever, if you're a service business, right? If you are a pest control business, if you're a house cleaning business, anything, these really, you can mold these and make them your own, and you can do live streaming video. Please do not let that fear of, well, what am I going to say? Don't let that hold you back. Do not let it hold you back, because video, you know, you should be doing video, and you know that you should be doing live video, right? So I hope this has helped. We are running out of time. I like to keep these coffee chats at about 15 minutes, and we are going over a little bit because I got so excited. So I hope you do forgive me. We haven't gone over a ton, but anyway, I hope you will forgive me. I hope you will join me for coffee chats. We do these weekdays at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. You can join me live and engage with me live. Ask me your questions. And if you have found this valuable, please remember to share. Sharing is caring. Share this with somebody that you know would find it valuable and would help them move forward in their business, because that is my goal. My goal is to help you move forward, help you succeed in your business. And if there's anything that I can do to help to do that, please reach out to me. I would love to work with you and help your business succeed. Guys, that's it for today. So tune in next time. Cheers to your success. Thank you for being with me. And I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.